Representative Edgecombe, members of the committee, thank you very much for your attention to this matter. I've been very impressed with how focused you all are, and I appreciate that very much. My name is Buzz Lamb. I live in New Gloucester. My family has farmed fields and worked in the woods of Maine since the early 1700s on both sides, and I continue that tradition with about 300 acres of woods and fields that I actively work. I also own 4 parcels of land in the UT in 2 counties, including one that has significant shore frontage, so I'm very familiar with the LURC rules. I've been to LURC 4 times. All I found very informative and cordial. I want to say, I urge that you folks to base your decision on data and not rhetoric based on ideology. I've looked at the LURC statistics. LURC turnaround, LURC approval rates are very good. The complaints about LURC are no different than the complaints I get as a planning board and zoning member in the town of New Gloucester. I think understanding the historical economic data is important because LURC didn't take down the economies in these counties, and it's not going to build them back up. If you look in 1967 at the employment data, and you all have a copy of this, manufacturing was the big employer in the UT counties. And if you look at the other side, 50% of that was textile, apparel, and shoes. They're gone. And that's where the economy went. LURC had nothing or very little to do with the demise of the economy. I think the other interesting thing is, and it's sort of interesting with Commissioner Beasley's comment, I did look at the census data for all the counties across northern New England, upstate New York, all the way to the lower peninsula of Michigan, and all the counties distant from major markets had the same demographics, unemployment levels, income levels. So, 2 things about that comment. Poverty is no greater in our rural counties than those rural counties. Number 2, to say that we're 50% of the land in Northeast, I suspect the UT is 50% of the land, and therefore it would make sense that we're probably close to 50% of the poverty. Regulations. We need regulations. They're the checks and balances to account for human nature. We have rules in sports. In the corporate world, we have finance, administration, and quality control. And in government, we have regulations. They're a necessary evil, and we should really think them through. And as a landowner, I'm protected by those regulations. In industry, I spent 41 years in the computer industry, and I worked with virtually every industry in the state of Maine, including paper mills, forest products, and so forth. Am I there already? Holy mackerel.
Let's see. Okay. Just wrap it up here, and then we'll see if there are any questions.
Okay. I will hand this out.
Okay, and that would be helpful. I see you've got a chart there for us.
I have charts. Oh, I did want to say, Peter Kent asked about land ownership in the UT. This is Piscataquis County. 21% of the land in UT tax bills go to Piscataquis residents. The rest go to non-residents. And this chart shows you which county they go to and then non-resident.
Okay, but thanks. Buzz, any questions for Buzz? And we'll have Representative Black.
I didn't hear your position. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Where were you with this LD 1798?
It's funny. I wear the sticker. What I'm in favor of is strong land use planning, right? Right? This is why it's confusing.
It was unclear what was on here. Oftentimes, the person, if they were opposed to the land use plan, they were opposed to some not changing anything, and others were opposed to this because they wanted to be even stronger than what this was. So it was kind of confusing on the sign up.
So let me explain what my position is. One, I'm strongly in favor of extending our reach into the UT territories, including staffing, regional planning, and so forth. I think preserving the major chunks of the North Woods is critical to the Maine economies, and I use 2 examples. One is, go to Portland Jetport, you see wood beams now rather than steel. You look at Sappy Paper's website, they're now using chemical cellulose for textiles and consumer products. The markets we lost to substitute products in the early 1900s were going to get gained back, and therefore protecting our wood resource is very important. And in preparation for this, I did a lot of reading on Great Northern. One of the big things that hurt Great Northern was that customers lost confidence in the wood supply, first because of spruce budworm, but the second because of a miscalculation by Great Northern when they went to fresh wood concept. So it was like just in time. They forgot about mud season. Mud season came, they were short on wood, and they had to use poor quality wood, and the customers reacted very strongly.
Thank you.